Yo, 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 welcome back. Fukuoka Fat Guys, episode 17.
I'm here too. And I still can't speak.
Oh, yeah, you can hear it a little bit.
Maybe this is my actual real voice.
The inner gremlin's gone away, and now you're like.
There's no more.
You're going through puberty at 42, whatever. Yeah. Oh, man, it feels so fucking good to be home.
Yeah, how was it like sleeping in your own bed?
Dude. The first night back, I slept 10 hours straight and woke up still tired. It was fucking nuts.
Yeah, camp was pretty tough, man.
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be, but fucking A, man. That was a goddamn just testament to patience and every other thing. That word that I fucking forgot right now, but I will say it wasn't as bad as I thought. The hardest thing I had to do was that fucking podcast in front of everyone. Holy shit, that was nerve-wracking.
How was that? Like, we scared all the Japanese staff away.
Oh, God. Yeah, we had, what, like, 4 Japanese teachers, and, like, they never hung out with us after that. Yep. Felt kind of bad, but...
No, we don't feel bad.
No, it's... Dude, I fucking love being home. I came home, I took, like, a shower for an hour and a half, shaved,
What did you do in the shower?
Don't fucking worry about it. Fuck you. I don't do that shit in the shower. God damn, man.
I do it in the shower.
Oh, no. But
I'm all about that shit. Like, people think it's shampoo. It's not shampoo. It's not no conditioner, bitches.
Oh, but I got so mad. So when we came back from fucking camp, we have to wait for all the kids to be picked up before we can leave, right? 3 motherfuckers were late. Your kid's been gone 5 fucking nights, 6 fucking days, and you can't be on time to pick the motherfucker up?
It's not like you missed the kids or anything.
And one motherfucker got the whole day wrong. They were like, it's not tomorrow? Like, shit! Oh, I was so goddamn...
Talk about the emotional scarring on the child.
No. And the worst part is, like, one of the nicest kids was the one whose mother forgot or whatever.
Yeah.
But no.
We're back. Enough talk about the shitty jobs.
Yeah. Some dude touched my stomach on the ride back. Like, one of the guys working on the ferry, he came up to me and he just touched my stomach. And I'm like, do I know this guy?
Did he use the back of his hand?
Like the TSA agents? Yeah. No, it was fucking most random shit. I'm like,
hey, Mia's husband is going to be a TSA guy. He's going to be touching us on the back of his hand.
Excuse me, sir. I need to touch your groin area. I'm going to use the back of my hand.
I'm going to touch your shaft, your penis shaft with the...
They don't say all that. They don't say all that.
Are you sure?
I think.
I saw it. Rule 34.
Isn't that the fucking thing that everything has porn or something?
Yep, that's it. Everything has porn.
Either way, we're back. I don't really care much for nature. It was pretty beautiful out there. I'll give it to it, but... Fuck, I hate hiking. God damn, I hate hiking.
Can you believe people do that shit for fun? Like,
yeah, for the fucking weirdos who like to go on hiking things with single motherfuckers. Shit's stupid.
Fucking, even that little, like, 3-kilometer hike, I was like, this shit's stupid.
I will say, like, I have friends who go hiking, like, up mountains and stuff, but they get, like, wasted at the top. Like, they go up there, they camp out, and they... drink wine and beer, and I'm like, I can see that.
Nah, I mean, I guess whatever floats your boat, you know. If you want to stroke your cock with your left hand or right hand, do what
you want. But yeah, no, so I came back. I don't even remember. What did I do the first day back?
We met with some old friends.
That was as soon as we got back. Yeah, we went out to eat shabu shabu with Jen and Jason.
And then the next day...
What happened the next day?
We went to watch Thor.
Oh, the Avengers. That was Friday. That's...
Oh, shit. It's not even Thor's Avengers.
Yeah. We saw Endgame. To anyone who came to watch the movie with us, I'm sorry. I fucked up the planning. Holy shit. We had like 12 people who wanted to see the movie. And then schedules and conflicts. And these motherfuckers had waited a week. So I'm like, let's go in 2 groups. But I didn't tell nobody, apparently, that we were going in 2 groups. So I'm getting texts fucking... people angry at me like, why didn't you fucking tell us what was going on? And I was like, oh shit, I fucked up. Movie was good though.
Yeah,
long as shit. We won't talk about it right now, but...
Well, I identified with the character. It's just...
Yeah?
Yeah, I did.
I had a lot of fun through it, and we'll give you guys like a month or so or a couple weeks before we mention it. We don't want to ruin nothing for nobody.
No spoilers, because we're not dicks.
Yeah, like that one football player, right?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
There's some people on Twitter have been doing that shit. You heard about the dude who got beat up in China.
Someone got beat up in China for spoiling?
Yeah, they're like in Hong Kong, fool fucking was out there being a dick, got beat up by the people who were going to watch the movie.
What an asshole.
And then some football player, like people were like saying he should be fired and shit. It's all kinds of, why would you do dumb shit like that?
Like, I guess people are just really selfish, you know, like, you know, spoiling Game of Thrones, spoiling, like, you know, anything that they can.
I don't know. But, yeah, I had real fun. I still got to see Shazam before that goes away. And Detective Pikachu.
Shazam! Shaq! Shout out to Shaq!
Don't you ever talk about that abomination, that fucking shitty-ass Shazam movie.
That's Shazam, right?
Oh, my God. That was the shittiest Shazam when he was the fucking genie. Well,
fuck you.
Oh, Shazam! Man. Oh, shit. But, the one good thing about being on that fucking island for so long is I think we probably lost a little bit of weight.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I weighed in. I'm sad to say I didn't lose jack shit.
You stayed even.
Yeah, I stayed even.
Holy fuck.
I didn't walk. I didn't hike, though.
Oh, you didn't go on the hike. But, I mean, you did all the stuff like walking up the fucking island and shit.
I do more activity at home.
I don't know. Shit. Yeah. For those of you who are on the Instagram, I hope you enjoyed the pictures of that super long-ass hike. 5 hours, bringing up the rear with these kids.
Could you imagine just a Stairmaster that has no stability, and you gotta wear a pack of 100 pounds? That's pretty much Tucker's life.
And fucking the jagged-ass... But it was weird, because there was a lot of architecture and stuff that... Like, it must have been built, like, way long time ago. Like, I took a picture of, like, some sort of, like, bridge or something. Mm. It was really pretty, but I was like, what the fuck was this for?
So, you kind of, in some fucking sick, twisted way, you enjoyed it?
I think I would have enjoyed it a lot more without the kids, like, to be honest. Because when I was bringing up the rear, and I couldn't go very fast, and I had to watch these fuckers, but it was really pretty back there. I mean, jumping over giant rocks and shit was... Not as fun. My knees were killing me the next day. Holy fuck. But, no, it was... When I weigh in, I'll post it on Instagram to let you guys know if I've lost any more weight and shit.
Yeah, actually, I started my calculations and my weigh-ins are... I'm shooting for July 27th as my end date. So that's about just short of pretty much 3 months, so... It's about 88 days or so. And today is a happy Cinco de Mayo. So,
oh, yeah. Happy Cinco de Mayo for all our...
Do
we have any Latino listeners?
I was a little racist last night. I was hanging out with Aunt, Gia and Amanda. And I was like, happy Cinco de Mayo.
They're Puerto Rican, homie.
Sorry, homies.
You guys speak Spanish. Cinco de Mayo. Hey, how you going? Happy Mexican Independence Day, Puerto Rico.
¿Dónde está la mano?
Donde está la baño? Where's the bathroom?
That's right, bitch.
Oh my God. Either way.
The cheese is old and moldy.
Oh, how's your room coming together? Your little weight room?
Yeah, I'm slowly putting my gym together. I've been training in there, so it's been pretty good. Today I didn't really train. I just kind of had to move it. Grace was all giving me shit that the door doesn't open, so I had to shift all the weights. And the mats, like, down, like, a couple of centimeters. And that was a fucking epic, like...
It looks a lot better. Like, this house, you're almost there, you know? And then just don't let it get fucked up again. Like,
I don't know, man.
Don't do it. Like, oh, man. Yeah, no, you're doing fine. Just don't let it get to you. But if you pack that room full of shit, like, just burn it.
Yep.
Don't even try and move it. We'll just fucking destroy it.
No dead cats this time.
Oh, I forgot. I wanted to did want to bring up one thing about the fucking camp. So, I got in a fight with a Japanese woman at our camp.
Yeah, she beat the shit out of her.
No, it wasn't a physical fight. It was a verbal fight.
I saw the fucking police report.
So, what happens at the camps is, like, around 8 o'clock, the instructors, we get to relax and do whatever, and... The first day, we were all fucking exhausted, so we went straight to bed. The second day, we were just hanging out, like, playing guitar and singing songs, acting goofy, and...
Crazy-ass college kids next to... Rah, rah, rah.
No, well, we're staying in these villas, in the Instagram pictures. We were in the room that we did the podcast in. was one of the villas that they rent out. And it's a really cheap place. Sometimes people come. Usually it's young people or big groups of people who just want to get fucked up all night. And during the 5 nights we were there, I'd say every night there were just people, even in that storm-ass rain, outside getting drunk, getting faded. And on our fourth day, was it fourth or third? It was like our third or fourth night. We were there singing, like four of us. And we weren't loud. We weren't drunk or anything. We were just having fun. And we hear a thud on the wall. So I'm like, well, what the fuck was that? And everyone's like, no, you're probably just hearing stuff. Probably the people next door are partying or some shit. And we start hanging out a little bit. And then we hear someone say, oh, you know, shut up. And I'm like, all right, I think the people next to us are awake. And maybe, you know, they're trying to go to sleep or something. I mean, it was only like 9:45, 10 o'clock, right? I don't remember.
9:37.
Something like that. So they're like, no, you're hearing things. It's all good. So we go. And then these motherfuckers hit the wall so hard that, like, I felt it sitting against the wall. So I get fist and I hit the fucking wall back. And I'm like, these motherfuckers are getting mad. They're trying to sleep. And instead of just coming over and knocking on the door, they're hitting the wall like we're fucking animals. And so I'm like, we need to go. And we get out to leave. And fucking this lady pokes her head out and starts fucking yelling. And Carl's going aggro. And I'm like, homie, you need to go away. And she's like, you guys are being rude. You know, bedtime's 10 o'clock. Now, what's wrong with that statement, Carl? What was going on at 10 o'clock?
Well, no one was sleeping at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, there was like five, six other groups out, like, that weren't part of the camp.
Just, they were making way more noise than we were.
Dude, these college kids were getting fucked up. And I'm like, I have no problem with us, you know, we didn't mean to disturb you. Just, you know, be civil. You know, the first sign of aggression, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, somebody's being aggressive. Let me go be super nice to them. I'm like, fuck that. So I'm over there yelling at this woman. We were yelling at each other for like, what, 10, 15 minutes? I don't even know. And luckily, I guess the next day, Carl went and apologized for us and shit. And I ain't say nothing to these motherfuckers because fuck that. You don't knock on no fucking wall if you got a goddamn problem.
I don't know. It's like, they have no common sense or like common courtesy.
But it's like, but I've had like, there's been, you know, sometimes people get noisy. And I've been at parties where that's happened. And you'll hear the doorbell and someone will come and be like, excuse me. You guys are being too noisy. And then, bam, that's it. Yeah. You know, we're all adults.
And we're like, oh, yeah, we're really sorry. We'll try to keep it down.
Yeah. Or you know, the only other thing is, like, police will show up. But this shit, I was so fucking mad. Man, don't you ever hit no fucking wall to tell me to be quiet when you could just come over and talk to me like a goddamn human.
Or suck his dick.
God, whoa! Where the fuck did that come from, man? Oh, my God. But, so you went to a barbecue last night.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah, fucking, I went all the way to Fukuma, Fukutsu, something like that. Over where Soriano lives.
Shout out to John.
John. Fucker is still yoked as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I went to a barbecue an hour late, and the only thing I'm thinking is fucking colored people time. I'm on fucking CPT. And
what did he say to you, man?
Nothing. He was just cool. He just wanted to get fucking drunk. God damn, everybody.
Shots.
Oh, dude. I got there at 4 p.m. and the first thing they did was hand me a beer. And I didn't stop drinking last night until about 4 a.m., I want to say.
12 hours of fucking drinking.
And how was I? How am I not hungover right now?
Happy Golden Week.
Hey, I went to bed at fucking 6 a.m. and woke up at 10. So better not nobody be calling me a fucking bear in these comments, yo. I'm changing. I'm evolving to something else.
You can still call me bear. It's okay.
But no, fucking, it was hella cool. My buddy was giving me shit for, you know, not trying to holler at that tall girl. So last night, I was taking all the shots. A shot not taken is a shot missed. I was shooting every fucking thing last night.
Did you get any blanks?
I guess. I don't want to talk about that. Nothing was really successful. I had a crush on this girl for about few years, and I finally just told her, I was like, bitch, you know, right? I didn't say it like that. I don't want to be like, hey, bitch, you know I like you right now. I was straight up, I was like, you know I've been into you, right? That's why I keep hanging out with your stupid ass. And she was like, I didn't know. And then it got kind of awkward for her, so she just wanted to change the conversation.
She's trying to pawn you off?
Yeah, she had a friend there, and so she was trying to pawn her friend off on me, and I'm like, I don't care. And then after John's party, we went drinking. After drinking, we went clubbing. And fucking, hey, I haven't been out dancing that long in a long time.
So it was pretty fun?
It was hella fun. I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, but there was that girl I helped a few months ago. I ran into her again.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so we were just grinding all night. I love dancing. I love fucking grinding. That's the best fucking dance there is.
Technically, grinding isn't dancing, but that's another
story. What's dancing then? What the fuck is dancing to you?
Dancing is jazz, you know?
Salsa, shit like that?
You know, a little bit of ballet.
Fuck you. Oh, man.
Grinding, that's like crazy stuff.
And then we met this Korean-American dude named Rob. And he was hella interesting, 41-year-old dude that's just out here studying Japanese. And he studied all kinds of dance back home, but...
You just met him out in the club, or...?
Met him at Soriano's party.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, but he kicked it all the way till fucking like 6 a.m. with me.
Are you serious? That's awesome.
Yeah, we sent everybody else fucking home, and we went out and fucking just... Yeah, fucking... We got hammered. But I'm alive, so I'm happy. But I missed Yuki's barbecue and probably all that good food and shit.
Yuki's barbecue is great because it's just us, you know.
Yeah.
But if you're into meeting new people or you want to make some new friends, that's not what you're gonna do, you know.
No, it's nice to get out, and you know, I just wanted to. The issue is I haven't been going out to meet people, you know.
Yeah, I think I gotta do that too. I think I gotta go out and meet some new people too.
You just want to meet, just make new friends or what?
I like people. People are interesting.
Yeah, no. I met quite a few interesting people last night. I got a few phone numbers.
I kind of want to meet that Rob dude.
Oh, no.
Sounds like a cool dude.
I got hella mad though. Foe's fucking hella fit. I was like,
well, fuck that guy.
Yeah, I know. And fuck Ronnie. We haven't done that. We went to camp with the fool all week. Yeah, fuck you for being fucking skinny again. But no, man. It's only been, 2 days since we got back? 3 days since we got back from camp?
Yeah, but we made the most of it.
No, I've been... Shit,
Golden Week's almost finished, though.
Dude, it's just till tomorrow, right?
Yeah, one more day.
So, yeah. For everyone out there, I am out there making a fucking effort to holler at chicks and to get some stuff and make shit change and...
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
God damn it. No, but...
Anthony raping everything up in
here. Whoa, 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 motherfucker.
Hide your kids, hide your life.
Do you know you have fucking fans?
Like fans?
Yeah, you got like members of my family. I am so mad. Like people are like, oh, Carl has fans. I'm like, what about fucking me? And like, oh, well, you're just there to balance out his crazy.
Nah, man. Trust me, dude. Everyone's always like, Anthony has a nice voice.
No, oh, fuck. Nobody said that shit. Anthony has a nice voice. For all you Carl fans out there, fuck y'all. Where are the Anthony fans at? Like, man, they were telling me this. I got so salty. I was like, how come? You know, my mom's always talking about you on the phone and shit. My cousin Danny, she's like, oh, Carl's so funny. Man, fuck that shit. You little fucking gremlin ass motherfucker.
Danny.
I mean, shit.
Is it Danny in California?
Yes. Oh, fuck it, eh? I forgot that. Oh, but no, you got fucking a little fan club. I mean, I can only imagine it's like two of the three people we got left, but...
Yeah, it's all right. It's all good.
No, man.
But did you hear about that plane?
Oh, shit.
There was another instance of a 737 landing in the emergency landing.
Was it that same, the same model? Yeah. As the?
So, like...
That's number three, then.
Yeah, that we know of.
But, I mean, wouldn't you... I thought they were taking them off the... out of circulation.
I guess not.
It landed in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Fuck, I gotta...
So, like, when I'm flying, I'm gonna be like, hey, what model plane is this?
Yeah, like, I don't want to have to ask that before I get on a fucking plane, you know?
I mean, like, I was talking to people about it. Like, once you see a stewardess, like, freak out or a flight attendant... Sorry, I'm gonna be correct. A flight attendant freak out, and then I'll be like, shit's going down. I'm like, where was the life vest?
The life jacket? Where my oxygen mask?
It's like, yeah.
Man, I have to go on a flight in like a week and a half. Like, fucking A.
737 for Anthony.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's all...
Do you get all freaked out when you fly?
Not really. I've been flying since I've been a kid, so... And me and my buddy back home, my buddy Josh, they used to have like $100 flights from my hometown in Atwater to... Vegas, So a 45-minute flight or an 8-hour drive, right? So $100, you know, one way. Me and my sister used to go back and visit my dad, but it was these, we called them puddle jumpers. They were just these small ass planes, you know, with the fucking rotor
propellers.
There it is, propellers. And holy shit, like when it was windy or like if it was a storm, that is the scariest shit. Have you ever had a plane fishtail? Like holy shit. And then the descent, like usually it's a nice slow descent. It would drop, you know, like a fucking wave. And you just feel like your testicles go inside your body. Like, oh, they're gone.
So the plane was doing the worm?
Oh, exactly. The plane was doing the planes dance. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to fucking die. But after making it through that, like, you know, nothing else really seems that bad. Like, turbulence isn't too crazy, but this is back in the day where, like, they would give you peanuts and a drink, and literally by the time you finished your drink, we were landing.
Well, that's pretty awesome, though.
Oh, it used to be, but now it's like fucking, you know, the what are they called? The companies are all fucking douchebag capitalism bullshit. And
LCC, baby.
It costs more money for me to fly from Vegas to my hometown in Merced than to, like, fly, like, twice as far. Like, just a 45-minute flight costs more than, like, a 4-hour flight, which makes no sense to me, but, you know, capitalism, yay! But yeah, give me the name of the fucking plane because I do not want to fucking get on that shit and be like, oh, good luck, soldier, you need it. Like, fuck that shit. God damn.
Could you imagine if, like, they gave you, like, parachutes and shit and was like, okay, we gotta jump.
Honestly, if they gave me a discount, maybe. I don't know. Like if they were like, hey, this flight only costs $200 back to America. Oh, all right, I'll take the gamble. You know, how much is my life worth? No, man, fucking. Because I thought it was in Thailand or something where they were still using the planes. Like,
yeah, I think so.
Where was that flight? Did you know where the flight was coming from, or was it just in state? Or
I only saw the headlines. I've been cleaning my room. I haven't been able
to. Oh, God. I'm still trying to catch up on, like, the past week of news and
anything interesting?
Fuck. I don't know. I'm on Wednesday's news, and they've just been talking about all, like, 20 of the fucking Democratic nominees and shit going on, and what was the guy? Trump's district attorney. I guess the Democrats tried to, like, subpoena, like, to get him to show up, and he was like, nah. He's like, I ain't gonna be there. He's like, fuck that shit. You guys gonna be, you gonna fight me in the club. Oh, my buddy got drunk one day and started, like, shit in our hometown, and he started talking mad shit, right? And these dudes were gonna whoop his ass. And they were like, let's go outside. He's like, uh-uh. He's like, you niggas want to fight me, you going to fight me in the club. He's like, if I go outside, you going to fucking kick my ass. He's like, but inside, at least there's security. And so, like, anytime he would stop shit, we would just start saying, you going to fight me in the club. But yeah, he was a big, big motherfucker who just didn't know how to shut the fuck up. But I don't know where that came from. It just reminded me of that the district attorney.
Yeah. Be all good. It'll be all good.
Well, anyway, my voice is going out. I don't think I can do this much more. I still got the cold going on. You're going to have to forgive us for the second short episode in the past couple weeks, but
yeah, I have no voice left.
As you can see. But
I think I'm dying.
God damn it. Don't fucking jump to extremes.
I don't know. I might be.
But no, for everybody that's always saying what's up on the Instagrams, thanks, y'all. You know, it does make me feel happy to know that you sorry motherfuckers have taken the time.
Stop sending us dick pics, shit.
I fucking hate you, Carl. I fucking hate you so much. No one send the dick pics.
Titty shots, okay.
I agree. If I get
stop with the dick pics. No one wants that.
Shut up. No one send the dick pics.
Are you sure? I'm sure I sent you one.
We are losing our last three listeners. I'm like, yeah, titty pics.
I sent you one.
Fucking end the episode so I can go home. I want to go to sleep. Oh man, we will holler at you guys next week, hopefully with some fucking crazy ass updates, and I'm gonna catch up on Game of Thrones and all that shit. But
yep, everyone enjoy the last day of your Golden Week if you're in Japan, and if you're back home,
well, happy Cinco de Mayo. Yeah.
Well, happy Cinco de Mayo.
If you're from Puerto Rico, happy Cinco de Mayo. All right, peace out, people.
Bye.